You know, it is unique to have everybody back, especially in the day and age of a free agency. You know, we had a couple guys who were actually free agents, like Carlos and Deshaun. Deshaun had to, you know, they franchised him and he had to come back. But, you know, Carlos had opportunity to go other places, but he wanted to stay here. It's very unique for everybody to be back. It gives us an edge because it allows us to play with guys and build on what we did last year, build on the details of the defense. You know, we all know the outside framework of it. Okay, we're playing cover two. Okay, we're playing cover four or cover six. But there's a lot of different things that go within into this defense based on what the offense does, based on what they show us. And I don't think that one year, you know, of playing this defense, you can learn everything. It's almost impossible. With having so many defenses, over 50 now installed during training camp with so many primary, secondary, and, you know, different calls that you can make, it's impossible, you know. And, you know, I think we're getting there, though. I think we're almost to the point to where we know where each and everybody's going to be without even having to say it, knowing that based on what the offense do, we can do different things. So I think to give us a big jump on the rest of the people in National Football League, that doesn't mean that we're going to go out there and dominate right away, but that does mean that we're going to go out there and we're going to be better suited for what offenses throw at us this year, and they're going to have to change up some things. Last year, some things didn't work. They're going to have to change up some things, so we're going to be ready for it.
They're saying that, I guess, the goal for us to get better, they're using every day. Is there any specific things this week that, from your perspective, that you've seen us improve on the defensive side?
I don't know. We just work on the base fundamentals of football each and every week. First and foremost, we want to stop the run. We preach that each and every day. Secondly, we don't want to give up big plays. You know, and the third thing is we want to get turnovers. So we work on that each and every day. Whether it's just stripping the football in practice, whether it's a guy running downfield in practice and somebody running behind him and stripping the football, or whether it's getting interceptions. We understand that, you know, that stuff all translates over into wins. If you can get 2-3, you know, turnovers per game, you know that you're pretty much guaranteed to get a win in that football game. So we have to understand that even when we go in to make tackles and stuff, we're going after the football because it translates to wins. So if anything, we just focus on those fundamentals and continuing to keep those sharp, because as soon as you get away from fundamentals, you know, the game, you're going to start losing football games. We do interception drill, we do fumble recovery drill, we do a punch-out drill from the back, we strip it from the back, you know, securing the tackle with the offhand. You know, we just do a number of different simulated things that go on in the football game. There's a lot of teams, you know, defenses that step on the football field, and as soon as a guy break a run or, you know, they go to make a tackle, they're just such in a panic, like, oh, we just have to get the guy down. On our defense, we don't feel that way. We feel like we actually want that first guy to hold the guy up, and we want to take the football from them. You know, sometimes it's the guy that's first in that get opportunity to strip the ball. I've done it a couple times. Pat does it all the time. Navarro's done it. Deshaun's knocked the ball loose. You know, so we really, really focus on getting that football. And a lot of drills we do, testament to our coaching staff, they make sure that even though some guys get tired of going over fundamentals, it's what win football games in the National Football League. And it's a testament to our coaching staff to continue to keep it fresh. I think it's going on all over the league, but sometimes you can do things and just go through the motions, or you can do things to actually apply it to a football game or to a play in a football game. Here we apply it to the football game. You know, we don't actually just preach it and practice it. When we go into the football game, we're actually telling each other each and every snap, whoever gets to the football first, strip the ball out or hold them up so we can get it out. It's actually ingrained in us, and we're going to continue to preach that. And last year you can see, we had the highest turnover differential in the National Football League.
You've been in the league now for 7 years. At what point in the exhibition season do you know that your body's ready, your mind's ready for the season? Is it a certain amount of reps? Is it a feel? What are the signs that you're looking for?
I would say it's more of a feel that you get when you're out there on the football field. You know, early on in the preseason, you step on the football field, you tend to be a little nervous. Have a little more jitters than you normally have during a regular season, just because it's fresh. You're back out there playing in regular live game action, and it's different. I should say, somewhere around that third game, you know, you should be comfortable and ready to play football. Somewhere around game three, you know, we'll be out there with a really good quarterback, an offense that, you know, he really is still learning, and we'll be able to test ourselves and see what we have as a defense. And, you know, we're going to go out there. Houston has a great offense also. Last year, they moved the ball on us quite easily. You know, so we want to go out there and test ourselves this game also. I don't know. Coach hasn't really told us anything. He don't really tell us until we get into game action. You know, and I think he does that to keep everybody ready. You know, if you tell a guy that he's only playing five plays or six plays, he might not take those six plays as seriously as he would if it was a normal game. You know, you're going to play 70, 75 plays. So he doesn't really tell us.
How important is it for you guys to eventually get to a spot where you're conditioned to play a full game?
I would say, that third game. You know, when you normally play quarter and a half, whole entire first half, might play one series out, you know, after halftime. As many plays and as much we run around out here, I don't think anybody out there would have a problem being conditioned to go through a full game. It's just how much do they want to play you or risk injury at this point in the preseason.
Seen a lot in your NFL career, but have you learned some things from Moss and Manningham, you guys that have been around a while?
Only thing I would say I learned from them is, let your play speak. A lot of those guys don't really say too much, you know, especially Moss. He's really a quiet guy outside of the football field. You know, he's to himself, you know, but when he steps on the football field, he's all work. You know, and his body of work, you know, really speaks for itself. You know, he goes out there, I think he's like fifth across the board in every category as far as, you know, receivers go forward. And, you know, you can just watch him each and every day. He's here, one of the first guys here. One of the last guys to leave. You know, he's always in the cold tub. He's always swimming in the bottom of the swimming pool we have in there. Steam room, sauna, ice tub. You know, you can see why this guy's been in the league for 14 years and have been able to accomplish so many things. So, you know, if anything, you take that from him.
I know you guys don't like giving up places to the offense, but are you encouraged by the strides Alex and the receivers been taking his last couple days?
Yeah, very encouraged. I know it's going to sound, you know, I might be a little biased, but I feel like we have as many playmakers as any of the good offenses in the National Football League have. I feel like across the board we can match up with any of those offenses, from the backfield to having two, three guys that can carry the load on each and every Sunday, having a quarterback that knows where to go with the football, not going to make mistakes. We have two of the fastest tight ends in the National Football League in Delanie Walker and Vernon Davis. On the outside, you have speed guys. You have Randy Moss. You have Crabtree. You know, you have a lot of those guys that can do multiple things and play multiple positions. So I believe that, you know, with execution and with detail work and paying attention to detail, that these guys can be a really, really explosive offense. And I believe the acquisitions that we made with Randy and all of these guys that can open it up on the outside, make you play double coverage over top, is really going to allow our run game to flourish. You know, that's how you play football. If you don't have playmakers on the outside, you load the box up and you make the quarterback beat you and you stop the run. If you have playmakers on the outside, the defense can't do that. You have to be prepared for Randy Moss going deep on you or Ted Ginn running past somebody. You know, so you have to keep two safeties over the top, which allow you six, seven men in the box, which allow Kendall Hunter to run the football and allows Frank to run the football. And you know, it just everybody helps everybody out there. That's why I believe they're going to be really good.